I thank you all for this beautiful service tonight and those most holy and magnificent readings I'm so very grateful for, about loving one another. Talks about he who loveth God loves his brother also. And when Jesus said, if ye are my disciples, ye have love one to another. I'd like to tell a little story, if I can do it justice, about something I witnessed. Two people in our church, they were Christian Scientists both, and one, due to a few unfortunate circumstances, ended up in a, I guess you would call it like a nursing home, but it wasn't the most pleasant of ones. But her other dear friend refused to accept this verdict. And she would visit this person, call her every day, make sure her phone was working so this person could call for practitioner help. She just walked with her every step of the way with such great love. And there were a few times it looked like maybe this dear person wasn't going to make it, but the love is always the liberator, and this dear friend never stopped loving. And it came to a wonderful, like a Christmas blessing this past weekend, where this dear one was lifted out of this situation and taken to her original home in South Dakota, where she could be with her family. It was quite a wonderful thing to witness, the power of love, of loving your brother. It is one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to really walk the walk, the way this dear woman did. Several years ago, Mrs. Evans gave us a beautiful poem she had learned in her childhood. We have it in some of our, I guess it's Love is the Liberator, I don't know which edition, but I'd like to read it tonight. It goes along with the readings. And it was written by Leigh Hunt, who was a poet, I guess a poet, yes, from England. And the name of the poem is Abu Ben Adiyam. Abu Ben Adiyam, may his tribe increase, awoke one night from a deep dream of peace, and saw within the moonlight in his room, making it rich and like a lily in bloom, an angel writing in a book of gold. Exceeding peace had made Ben Adiyam bold, and to the presence in the room he said, what writest thou? The vision raised its head, and with a look made all of sweet accord, answered, the names of those who love the Lord. And is mine one? Said Abu. Nay, not so, replied the angel. Abu spoke more low, but cheerily still, and said, I pray thee then, write me as one that loves his fellow men. The angel wrote and vanished. The next night it came again with a great wakening light and showed the names whom love of God had blessed. And lo, Ben-Adiyam name led all the rest. I thought that was such a beautiful poem about how when we love our brother man, God notices. God loves us. Thank you all for being here tonight and joining us through this Christmas week. So much love to you all.